I recently read a devotional about spiritual warfare, and this does have to do with it, I promise. And it was cool because there are times for more, dramatic fighting and prayer and joint in prayer and for spiritual warfare. But this pastor had said one of the best weapons is just being intimately close with the Father, and all that only comes from just that daily discipline over a long period of time, and not just like a sudden marathon of talking to God for 10 hours and then you never talk to him for 2 months. You know what I mean? Like, and so the first step of that direction, like, what in the world am I supposed to do with my life, is do you even talk to God every day? And not you, but whoever's listening. Do you even read your Bible every day? And that can seem a little overwhelming when I talk to stressed college students who also work, who also have bills and go to school. But we notice that the Bible never says, in March, you spend 10 minutes a day with God. And in July, 5 minutes. And in December, it's an hour. It's very much a touch base. Think of a relationship. You might not be talking in depth with him every day, but there is usually, especially, I mean, if it's like a spouse, it's good to touch base with them. And so while it's great to have long Bible studies at times, in my personal life, I try to always still have a priority of, even if it's a busy day, there's still a time of prayer. And even if you're driving, listening to a passage of scripture and you're commuting somewhere, listen to that for 3 minutes and pray for 5 minutes and then just sing a worship song. You just did 10 minutes of God every day. It could be a focused sit down time, which I love, but it can be while you're driving to work, or for my students listening, walking to your next class across campus. How in the world we are going to just fight the good fight and also know the heart of the Father to actually follow his direction for our life is that we actually talk to him and hear from him. And that's not always, I mean, it's never in an audible voice to me. Maybe it is for some people, but that's very much just a like daily welcoming him into the equation. Sometimes I literally just get in my car and I'm like, God, I welcome you into this car drive, like wherever, please keep me safe, but also whatever you want me to think about or listen to on the radio. It's just like opening up the connection. God, okay, this is not straight from the Bible, but this is an analogy. God always has, the phone turned on, ready to listen to you, but you kind of got to call him and open up the connection. He's not going to be busy and not listen. And so I think just that foundation is what I learned how to do in high school and built upon it, because honestly, throughout college and through starting my business, I want to say about weekly, I'm like, I have no idea if this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like I think it is, like it seems good. Like I'm not feeling like Jonah, like I'm turning the opposite way that I'm supposed to be going. That's also a PSA to anyone listening. If you know you should be doing something and you're doing the opposite, then you know which way to go. But most of the time, my decisions were like, I think this is good. God, I want to stay close to you. Will you close the door and open the window if I need to jump out the window? What it is very much a just staying close to someone, like a friend, to be able to hear wisdom and advice from them. And honestly, though, a lot of the times when I'd make a decision on where to go and what to study, I definitely had wise counsel and brought prayer into it. But a lot of times I was caught between two or three good options. And God is not only our loving friend, but our loving father. And a human father, well, some might, but isn't going to micromanage and tell you what to do every single time. Of course, if God's telling someone what to do, listen. But I mean, there's so many times in my life where there were just several good options, and it really felt like God was like, just choose, like, and stay close to me and just choose and do the next best step and the next best thing. And that's really the only way I got through college, was like literally only being able to see a few steps ahead of me, not 3 miles ahead of me, even though I really, really wanted to see 3 miles ahead of me because I'm a planner. This is not, you might be listening and being like, well, that's easy for you, Kara. No, it was very anxiety like inducing, and I so much had to, it was almost like I was blind and having to hold on to someone and take a step and be like, I think this is the right way to go. But as long as I was holding on to him and praying through it and seeking wise counsel, a lot of times there was times that I just needed to make a decision with the brain God gave me. And then as I walk into that decision, ask him to like retweak or readjust where I'm going if need be. But of course, if you know what you should be doing and you're doing the opposite, then you know what to choose.
What's up, family? If you enjoy this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview and remain blessed.